T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. Kevin Holden, CBS 58, in for Chuck. Did you ever have an ant farm or anything growing up? I won one in a class auction.
You did?
Yeah, I won an ant farm, and it just sat in my room, and I just sat there. It was an antless ant farm.
It was a farm with no ants.
It's so stupid.
The closest one I had was the alien version, the one that sang Smooth Criminal, the alien ant farm.
Oh, God. Well, that being said, I was alerted to stadiumsforants.com. So what it is, it's stadiums across baseball, and there's been a few of them that have been made so far. Safeco Field out in Seattle, and Minute Maid Park, and Fenway Park. And our next guest, David Resnick, is going to join us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Makes, like, versions of these stadiums, and it says Stadiums for Ants because they are that small. Yet the detail is so intricate that it's like it's unbelievably real looking. And then they team up with a charity, put it up for auction. And in Milwaukee, we're going to help with the MAC fund. So I'd advise you guys to at least check this out, stadiumsforants.com. And you can see all the different pictures of Miller Park, which he's working on right now. And you can see some of the finished ones, like Fenway Park. I mean, it's down to the detail specific. And the pictures, it almost looks like an aerial shot of these stadiums, but then when you see it in real life, it's so small. David Resnick joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. David, this is a really cool project that you do. Can you first tell us, like, I guess, why you do this? Because the detail on these stadiums is tremendous.
Well, first of all, hey, man, thanks for having me. I really appreciate you guys helping get the word out. I've been kind of doing this as a hobby for, I don't know, 5 or 6 years now. And I, growing up, I was like into building model airplanes and Legos and all that kind of stuff. And it actually, these projects actually got me into architecture school about 3 years ago. And I'm finishing up my last year this coming year. So hopefully I'll be a real stadium architect one of these days pretty soon here.
The detail on this, again, is so amazing. I'm just looking at Fenway right now as we talk to you, and I'm looking back at the Miller Park one here in a moment. I mean, how are, again, that was the why question, and this is the how. How are you able to make this look so authentic? It looks so real just on a smaller scale. And when you're building a stadium, it's not just a field and then some bleachers. You've got, like, the bullpen area, you've got the advertisements, you've got the right signing, you've got the CBS 58 logo on there, Kevin.
Yeah!
Where you're at. How are you able to get this done and make it look so, I guess, professional, so real?
I mean, Google is my friend.
Oh, yeah.
The amount of images that are available out there is, you know, without that, I don't think they could be done the way that I'm able to do them today. So it's a question of finding the right images at the right resolutions and sizing it all up so that it looks, you know, to scale and all that kind of stuff. And yeah, it's fun. Like I said, I've been doing these for a really long time, and to be able to do them for a really, really, really worthy cause anywhere in the country is great, but specifically for this one, because the MAC fund, I know about MAC fund, and I'm not a Milwaukeeite. I'm not a Wisconsinite, but I'm familiar with the organization, and to be able to team up with them and help raise some money is really, really cool to use my hobby in order to do that.
So those who know Miller Park, obviously, will see the details like we just did. Those who've been to some other ballparks around the country, I think, you know, like Bart went to Fenway and started digging to see what your Fenway looked like. I went to PNC Park in Pittsburgh because That, to me, is my favorite park in the big leagues. That one in Petco in San Diego are my 1A and 1B of the ballparks that we go to. And the thing about PNC, and I'm curious to know how you make this work. Your PNC, all of these things are amazing. You don't need my praise for this. But this PNC one has downtown in it as well, that part of downtown Pittsburgh, which is amazing. But there are pictures in here of a night version of the stadium. How weird is that aspect of it? Because the eye's attention to light, what the natural eye sees daytime to nighttime, is probably a little different than what you're dealing with building this park, right?
Oh, for sure. I mean, you know, lights just kind of lend itself to the baseball ones, I think. I did a football one in my hometown, Cleveland, Ohio, over the winter for the First Energy Stadium, which is where the Browns play. And we teamed up with Josh Cribbs and his charity, and we raised the pretty nice chunk of change for his little Christmas shopping thing that he does for some kids, some underprivileged kids around town. And, you know, we're kind of building through it. And it's like, well, hey, man, the Browns haven't played a night game, and I can't remember how long. we don't get on national television. Maybe that's going to change, but neither here nor there. That, you know, baseball's played under the lights, right? We're all used to it, and it's such an integral part of the game. So in order to add that level of realism to my models, I felt like it was a necessary component. And it took a bunch of different iterations. I went to Home Depot and Lowe's and Micro Center and had to find the right lights. And I finally found these great little LED lights that really work if you add just the right amount of bulbs to them. So that's kind of how that whole thing came to be.
We're on stadiumsfrance.com talking with David Resnick, who makes these stadiums and then teams up with a charity, puts them up for auction. And at that website, stadiumsfrance.com, you can then bid on the Miller Park one. The bidding on that goes for a few weeks yet. We're looking at the stadium pictures that you have on the website right now. And Kevin and I were noticing something looks different about Miller Park, and we don't see a roof there. You are in the process of making that, and that's going to work, David?
Oh yeah, the roof's going to work. If you check out on my website, if you check out the Safeco Field one, there's a little video. The Safeco Field roof works, and I'm really excited to get started on Miller Park's roof, because obviously you guys have the most interesting roof in maybe the whole world in terms of retractable roofs. So it's going to be challenging, but I'm really excited. It's going to be really cool when it's done. It's going to open. It's going to close. I hope to figure out a way to get some little stepper motors in there to do it automatically. But being forthright about it, it's probably going to be a manual open and close. But it will work.
And that's fascinating to me, because, you know, again, you're doing this with Safeco, which is a completely different type of operating system. That the Safeco roof is a flat roof that just slides, as opposed to Miller Park with this totally fan different. Effect, right?
Totally different. So to get so you guys have the two stationary pieces that kind of sit over the left and first base and third base sides, and then the five panels that kind of fan together. But I think it's actually going to be interesting because they all kind of sit on that rotation pin right behind home plate. So to get the right sizes so that it all, you know, when it slides together, they all fit and they all hit at the right spot. It's going to be a challenge, but I'm excited to take it on.
David, just looking at how you can sign up to be a part of this. So it's a raffle base. You help donate. You pay for the raffle. Again, there's some other prizes you can get on there, but just real easy. You go to stadiumsfrance.com. And sign up, and you'll be entered. And I think what's cool about this is that this is the only one you're doing. It's one of a kind for Miller Park. If you're the Brewer fan that gets this, you will be the only one that has this.
That's right. Stadiumsforants.com. The raffle's live now. Tickets start at $10. And this is kind of how this whole thing came about. You know, I built myself a couple of these. I'm a Cleveland guy. I built Jacobs Field and Quicken Loans Arena a couple of years ago. And then I built Minute Maid Park down in Houston, and it was just kind of sitting in my closet. And I said to myself, wow, well, if there's a way to get it out of my closet, it's just going to sit there forever, do it for charity and get it into the hands of someone who's a huge fan, I think that's really cool. And that's kind of why I continue to do it. So to be able to, A, raise money for charity, B, do what I'm passionate about and continue working on my hobby, and knowing that the final product's going to wind up in the home of someone who's a huge Brewers fan, that's the pinnacle for me. So $10 tickets, they start at $10. You can buy as many of them as you want. All of the money goes directly to Mac Fund. The host website takes a little cut off the top, but I don't make any money on this. It's all about getting as much money as we can over the Mac Fund.
StadiumsForAnds.com. A little later, 105.7FMTheFan.com. We'll post a link to the website, and we'll post a link of our conversation, and we'll have that available for people to check out over the weekend. The raffle goes until July 19th. David, good to chat with you. This is a really cool thing you're doing. Neat that you picked Milwaukee, and hopefully we get to raise a lot of money.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. I really appreciate it. And yeah, let's raise Mac Fund some significant dollars. They deserve it.
StadiumsForAnts.com, again, is the website. David Resnick joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Again, StadiumsForAnts.com. We'll have that up a little later. Great Midwest Bank, if you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common-sense lending to your community since 1935.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.